Matt Edwards, the Donegal International Rally leader, heading into day two, a 12-second advantage. You had a good day yesterday in the wet. We expect it to be dry today. What's the plan?
More of the same, really. Just go as fast as we can for as long as we can, I think. Yeah. Tricky day yesterday. A little bit more sort of normal conditions, if you like, would be nice today. But I'm still not sure it's going to be that dry all day. So we'll see. All down to tyre choice again, and you know what, how you feel in the first K of each stage with the grip you've got.
Yep. You've been coming here now, this is your third year, so you've a bit more knowledge of Donegal now, and do you think that's going to pay off now, maybe today, since today is such a big day and you've got the likes of Knockalla in there and a few more big stages?
Well, no, because they've turned them all round. And they are different. You know, once you turn this one stage around, you're familiar with it, it is just a totally different stage. You know, you lay the land maybe there, you know roughly where you're coming up to and that, but you know, the one corner one way is totally different the other way. It's not quite as easy as that, unfortunately. But Knockalla's the same, which has been a good stage for us. So yeah, that's a nice familiar one to start with, at least.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you, Tom.
Callum Devine, the defending champion of the Donegal International Rally. You're sitting, 12 seconds behind Matt Edwards going into day two. Are you feeling good this morning? Obviously, new car and the chase is on. What's the feeling like?
Look, we're feeling as good, you know. Yesterday, Oisin, we knew it was going to take us a day to get dialed into this car. We're a bit last minute, obviously, in our preparation, so we only had a short test in her. But no, look, tricky conditions yesterday too. We just wanted to get through it there at the end, and we closed in on the leaders too. So today and tomorrow, hopefully, we're looking for a bit of sunshine and a bit more drier, so at least we can just dial the setup in and try and push on, I suppose.
Two big stages to start the day, Knockalla and Gary Gordon.
Two big stages, and look, everybody knows them well, so it'll be a tight push. So no, hopefully we get dialed in this morning. We have a couple of setup changes now to make it service, and hopefully it's in the right direction, obviously, and give us a bit of confidence straight away, because obviously you need to be right on the ball this morning, because as I say, it was 12 seconds we're trying to make inroads, and it's not that easy got here, so it isn't.
Okay, well, the best of luck today.
Thank you, cheers.
Kevin Gallagher in the Darien, an advantage of nearly 11 seconds heading into day two in the modified two-wheel drive category. But it's a big day for you. It's going past your front door, so it is today, Kevin, down to Knockalla. Is this a stage you'll be looking to push further on with?
Look, a bit more familiar with the stages today, so we'll hopefully push on a wee bit harder. I know, we've a nice enough cushion there, but look, it's a long way to go yet, so we'll just have to keep our eye on the ball and see how we get on.
Well, the stages that are going to suit this car, particularly Knockalla, the big open roads, is going to favour the Darien more than the rest. I think that's a fair enough assessment.
They'll suit the car better and they'll suit me better, so I think we're in a good enough position where we're at now.
Yeah. Big battle there. These two boys aren't too far away, like obviously Declan Geller and Gary McPhillips.
I know, look, they're going very hard too. Like, we were pushing on as hard as we could yesterday. We're kind of hemorrhaging a wee bit of time in the middle stage, but not. Other than that, we had a good day and we're all set to go again.
Some men are questioning the weather here. They're not trusting the skies. There may be the odd spit of rain, which will make it even more interesting in the morning.
It was raining down at home when I left this morning, so it'll be interesting to see what it does. Like, I don't think there might be any more coming, but just how much it'll dry out now, it'll be the one.
Okay, well, listen, thanks for talking to us. The best of luck today.
Cheers, thank you.
Declan Gallagher, second in the modified race behind Kevin Gallagher. We're going to Knockalla first thing this morning. What can the start it do, I suppose? Declan, what can you do? What can the start it do first thing out?
We're going to Knockalla, and we're trying to race Kevin Gallagher, so I don't think that's going to be wise. But look, tyre choice is going to be crucial here this morning. It's kind of in between wet and dry, and you could make a wrong tyre choice very fast. But look at... We need to get through these two now this morning, and hopefully it'll dry up a bit then for the afternoon. We'll just try and keep doing what we're doing and keep the pressure on Kevin. Boys coming behind too very fast, you know. So look, we have to just try and do the same as what we were doing yesterday and continue it on.
Yeah, and you've carried that good form from the event that you won in recent weeks into Donegal, Kevin. So you seem to be comfortable. So you do this weekend in the car?
Aye, look, at everything seemed good yesterday. You know, we weren't. It was dodgy enough in the morning when it rained and you're on hard tyres, but we got through it, and feeling's good enough in the car. You know, we're not having any big major moments and stuff, so hopefully that continues today now, and big day ahead, and trying. The main aim is to get to the end of it again today.
Okay, the best of luck with it. Thanks, David.
Thanks, Josh.
Joined here now finally by Ryan McHugh in the Ford Fiesta, fighting it out in the RC4 category with Kyle McBride. Two Donegal men going at it. 6 seconds is the difference. It's advantage you at the minute, Ryan, but there's a couple of big stages ahead here in day two.
Yeah, look, Knockala here first. It's definitely going to be tricky. Tyres is going to be the one this morning, but yeah, looking forward to getting going. Pilot Classics today, and yeah, really, really looking forward to getting into it here.
You and Kyle are both enjoying this battle between each other. It's enthralling stuff, so it is, to see these cars on the stages, particularly in the wet and with the battle so close.
Yeah, look, hey, we're well up there. I think we're 24th overall, so yeah, look, happy. Hey, we didn't have a great morning yesterday, but yeah, a far better evening, you know. Wrong tyre choice in the morning, and then yeah, we got the choice right in the evening, and look, we pushed on, but yeah, look, there's nothing in it, and Ewan's only 16 behind that, so yeah, look, we're going to try and push on here this morning.
Okay, listen, Ryan, the best of luck today.
Cheers, thank you.
And just finally, we have to say a very, very happy birthday.
Pashi, thank you
very much. Curly Connor.
It's not easy doing this at 50 years of age, I can tell you. There's ways you're not doing it, I can tell you.
Well, there was several men in here today told me to talk to you before we left Park Firm. Well,
them men don't like talking, just right. That's all, Pashi.
Are you enjoying the rally and still at 50 is what it was?
Brilliant, Pashi. It's a great event. Like, it's the atmosphere, the people, like where they travel from, the competitors, the stages, just doesn't get any better.
Okay. And you're going to enjoy today. Knockala's first up.
What a start. Yeah. What a start. But we'll get it. We'll get it done.
Fastest time?
Dad, maybe. Not me, Oshin.
Good man, Connor.
Thanks, Oshin.